Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You'll notice we're changing our communion stuff again. we'll be coming up to the rail, but we're still just serving the common cup. The jiggers. Yes, I'm sorry. So be patient if we screw up, liturgically speaking, and we'll just get on with it. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful me. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord, I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath done bountiful things with me. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Amen. Lord, have
The Lord be with you.
And let us pray. O God, the strength of all them that put their trust in thee, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal flesh, our nature, we can do no good without you, grant us the help that only your grace can provide, and keeping us in the Ten Commandments. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. And please be seated. The confessional reading is from Luther's Small Catechism, and as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The fourth commandment, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not despise our parents and masters, nor provoke them to anger, but give them honor, serve and obey them, and hold them in love and esteem. So far. This morning's Old Testament is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I declare, saith the Lord. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, St. John, 1 John 4, verses 16 through 21. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is the love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. So far, the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger into water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all of this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, and neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, Well, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, because I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And then he said, Oh, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. And I got to find it. Bear with me. I do know it by heart. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,
begotten as Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We'll continue with hymn 413. Please be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme is Poor Rich Man. And it's based upon our gospel lesson, Luke 16, verses 19 to 31. Please be seated. I believe that all of us have an interest in the future. I also believe that most people are interested in the state of one's soul after it leaves the body in death. Is there a hereafter? Well, some will even go to spiritualists and they'll try to get in touch with a so-called spirit. But needless to say, human reason knows nothing about the future life. So the question arises, can anything be certain, reliable, to be known about the hereafter? Is it knowable? Or do we join the unknown and the unknowable in their research? Well, thanks be to God, we need not ask with Pilate, what is truth? Thanks be to God, we have a most sure word of prophecy than those devised fables that so many people rest their future on. We have a reliable word, the word of prophecy in this morning's gospel reading. Here Jesus himself speaks the truth. He knows the truth. He knows the past as well as the present and the future. This morning, he draws aside the curtain, so to speak, permitting us a glimpse of the future. And although a very short lesson, it is yet sufficient. All is needed. All the details are given to us. And what he spoke, he caused to be written down so that we would have a reliable foundation upon which to build our future. So let us learn this lesson well. It discloses the true nature of the condition in the future life. To begin with, the number of places, well, there are only two. No more, no less. There is not to be found a place that souls, after leaving the body, must first be purged from the stains of sin. There is no Roman purgatory. There are only two places which a soul, on leaving the body, must pass: heaven or hell. And you will notice that in our gospel reading, both men are at once transferred to this place after death. And in heaven, Lazarus is now comforted. Everything is pleasant. Human eyes have not seen the things that God has prepared for them who love him. But there's also another place in the future. We must not turn away from what is told us about that. The same book which speaks of heaven also speaks of hell, talks about salvation and damnation. Hell, the place of torments, and notice the plural, torments. Human language fails to give an adequate description of hell. Intense pain of body and soul, agony, torture, eternal death, yet being aware of what is going on.
The rich man is aware of his situation. He knows where he is. A feeling of guilt and remorse, utterly forsaken, abandoned by God, stricken from the book of the living. The duration, forever. No final annihilation. That would be a relief. But to know something about the future is but half the lesson. It would all be in vain to look toward the future without knowing or without making preparation, to escape from hell and gain heaven. The rich man took the wrong attitude. First, by ignoring the future, never giving eternity a thought. And life to him meant only self-gratification. For things pertaining to the soul, forget it. And what a picture of so many people today. A sure sign of the approaching judgment. Another wrong attitude the rich man had with regard to the future was about being saved. He insisted upon having his way. He contradicted, no, Father Abraham. He thinks he knows better than Abraham, who walked in faith before God. So let us be warned by the example of this rich man. So which is the only correct attitude to take toward the future? Well, this important question is finally answered by Abraham. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. In short, understandable rules to obtain eternal life. Moses and the prophets are to be heard. The sum and the total of the Word of God, the law and the gospel, all scripture, not just certain pet doctrines, to be heard, not only with the ears, but with the mind and with the heart. Heard, not only occasionally, but richly, often. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, salvation as well as deliverance from the torments of hell is impossible. You see, there is no other way, no salvation in any other than Christ, the Word made flesh, the only means of grace. And a message from the dead could not proclaim more important truth than those revealed to us in Holy Scripture. This important fact is final. Abraham ends his instruction. Nothing else is to be said. So let us listen closely to this morning's gospel lesson. We all need to take the right attitude toward the hereafter. Eternity is drawing near every day. And how stupid it would be not to prepare for it. Let us be warned by the example of the rich man. Let us continue with the faithful use of the means of grace, word and sacrament, and do not expect God to adopt any other means for our salvation. He has limited us to his revealed word as laid down in the Bible. Here, read, meditate, believe, so that we may finally, with all other believers, to be taken into Abraham's bosom, which is heaven, because the Word of God is powerful unto salvation to everyone who believes. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. We're trying different things this morning. Has the offering been received?
No.
Okay. Come forward, please. It's easier for you than it is for me. And please, take the plates. Pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there are prayers that we all need to bring to the throne of God, so let's take a moment and you present your special prayer and I'll present mine. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And let us now pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth, so that no one will partake to this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from all of us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh and our own self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
And please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take heed. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And into death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take heed. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Take heed.
The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body who has strengthened, preserve you, keep you in the one true faith by the life everlasting. Amen. I'm sorry. Don't be part of peace yet.
Take drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Given into death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take drink. This is the true blood.
May this body and blood strengthen, preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Amen.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this in Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord. Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.